Good evening, everyone, welcome to Masterworks Classical. We're so glad you could be with us this evening, and I want to give a special welcome to everyone listening to the broadcast and stream by the Talking Information Network. We are so glad that they are providing our concert this evening for the blind and visually impaired community. So thank you and welcome everyone on TIC that is listening right now. We also want to thank our sponsor for the evening, ecommercechris.com. It is the second concert he has sponsored for us this year, and we are incredibly grateful. If any of you or anyone you know sells your product or your brand on Amazon, eCommerce Chris can help you work out everything you need to do and work out all the kinks and work out all the problems Amazon places in front of you. So please patronize ecommercechris.com if you have something that he can help you with. Thank you. Finally, I would like to welcome a new donor, a new sponsor today. It's a restaurant called To Dine For. They produce very healthy, fresh, Mediterranean-style food in Hull, and they have been so gracious to provide the food for our musicians this evening. So if they enjoyed their food, it was because of To Dine For. So thank you and welcome to the support of ASO. Now, if any of you may have an interest in supporting ASO with a sponsorship or supporting a musician or a soloist, we're always happy to welcome new sponsors. So just come see me or our development director, Kevin Locke. In the meantime, please enjoy the performance this evening. Thank you.
And again, we're coming to you live from Theatre Academy in Braintree, bringing you coverage of the Atlantic Symphony Orchestra Masterworks Classical Concert. Let's go to the stage.
Thank you so much for coming out. I don't think it's raining yet. I hear it's supposed to be another monsoon of a day today. So, you know, this is what happens. They call it workplace violence. So, you know, Tammy just got... I'm kidding. Nothing happened. She's just recovering, and she's actually recovering very, very fine. So I'm so happy to see her up and about. So we have... This is our what we call a kind of a mostly Mozart type of a concert. Now, some of you may be wondering, okay, Mozart, I get it. It's, you know, younger. Like, it's for those of you who are, like, classical aficionados, this is, you know... written when he was quite young. And then you're thinking, okay, Beethoven, I could see that, you know, number two of the nine, so it could kind of fit into the classical realm. And how does Tchaikovsky play into all this? Because Tchaikovsky certainly is not a classical composer by any means. But actually, this was written in homage to Mozart, because Tchaikovsky loved Mozart, and he wanted to write something in the style or invoking classicism, and also the Rococo style as well. He was very nervous about writing for cello, because like so many of the perfectionistic composers, they always second-guess themselves as far as, you know, whether this is they're doing the right things, whether they're, you know, composing things that are good for the instrument, and it's all that. But obviously this has not only been a hit from the beginning, but certainly has tested the time here and becoming one of the mainstays in the cello repertoire. Tonight we are very pleased to feature Claire Dogyeong Kim. She is a Korean cellist studying at NEC, just finishing her studies there. And I had a chance to listen to her many years ago when she won the concerto competition and has played with NEC, and also I think she played with Boston Pops as well. And I'm certainly so delighted to feature her tonight. Again, this is not your ordinary concerto, meaning that you have the fast section, just like you just heard on the divertimento, fast, slow, fast, or faster, I should say. The good thing is it does follow the end being kind of a very fast ending, so that you can look forward to. But it is in a sequence of what they call variation. So they take one melody, which you're going to hear at the very beginning, played by the cello. And what Tchaikovsky does is he just uses that theme and then keeps, you know, toying with it to make it something different. And sometimes it's got to do with rhythm, sometimes it's got to do with harmony. But, you know, without being a kind of a learned, scholarly listener, just enjoy to see where this music flows. So there's not going to be a break until the very end, although there will be a slight bit of a pause before the fast ending. You know, when there's a pause after a slower part, you know that's the piece hasn't ended yet. So I always tell the audience, and just like I know some of you clapped after the first movement, which, and thank you so much for doing that, because there has never been this kind of thing where you have to not clap. I mean, you know, that's one of the most often questions I get. It's like, when should I clap? Well, quite frankly, is you clap whenever you want. So, I mean, it's, you know, if you feel up to clapping, just clap, you know. And but because that's how it used to be. There was never this kind of thing where you had to know. It's like, oh my God, but we like, why are you taking a, you know, seventh inning break or stretch when it's the sixth inning? Just have a hot dog on the sixth. It doesn't matter. You know, not to say that you should have a hot dog while you're listening to the concert tonight. Because as far as I know, that's not in the menu outside. So it's the variations. There will be seven variations plus coda, meaning the ending idea. So the beginning, and again, as you can see, usually Tchaikovsky writes for a huge wind and brass section, and that's not the case. That's very indicative of kind of a homage to Mozart. And the term Rococo, I think you guys know, it's somewhere around the Baroque and classical era, and it is a kind of ism where there are a lot of like gold gilded, it's like shapely furniture, lots of ornaments, but very tastefully done. If you're not quite sure, listen to the music, and then just Google, Rococo, furniture. And then you'll see that, oh, I see. So this is what it's about. But remember, this is Tchaikovsky's bent on it. So without further ado, here is Rococo Variations by Tchaikovsky.
This is the Talking Information Center. WVBF Middleborough, WRSLP Pittsfield, WLLO Londonderry, WVAOLP Athol.
Okay, well, that is part one of tonight's concert. Coming to you live from Thier Academy in Braintree, Massachusetts, for the Atlantic Symphony Orchestra. And we are heading into intermission right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the conclusion of tonight's concert. Thank you so much for listening to the Talking Information Center. And in the meantime, you can get more information on the Atlantic Symphony Orchestra at atlanticsymphony.org. And, of course, you can find more information on the Talking Information Center at ticnetwork.org.
So, here we are. This is our third iteration of our ongoing Beethoven cycle. As you are aware, we are planning on performing all 9 Beethoven symphonies in the coming seasons. So this season, we started off the opening night with 5th symphony, and then in January, we did his 1st symphony, and then tonight, you get to hear his 2nd symphony. Of the symphonies, when you first look at the score itself, and actually when you listen to it as well, it's the most sort of what I call left-to-right symphony, meaning that there aren't as many pauses or what was this all about moment, then it just kind of plays from beginning to the end. But still, with these Beethoven-esque idiosyncrasies or, you know, these compositional tools, the thing that he is, Beethoven is known for are sudden stops, just like ya-da-da-da, ya-da-da-da. I mean, there's a sudden stop. But, you know, certainly Haydn has done so many of that, the sudden stop. Use that tool for his symphonies and other things as well. But he also, what he did do more than anybody else was he actually did very loud and then very soft. And very loud and very soft. And you'll hear in the symphony as well, with so many of his other symphonies, it's you're going to hear fragments. He takes a fragment of an idea and he builds an entire symphony out of it. Just like ya-da-da-da, in this case, you'll see. It just you're going to see just a small musical idea. And also you're going to hear rest of the orchestra that may not be doing the melody, they're going to be keeping at it with when or just something, just with this kind of undulating, this undertone of excitement, energy underneath. And the part that I think really distinguishes this piece to me is it's very heroic. At the same time, like second movement is like almost like an opera. It just is such beautiful melody. I mean, he's not necessarily known for long, long drawn out, you know, beautiful, beautiful melodies, but this is just amazing array of melody and the kind of the song that he writes in the second movement. The third movement is a minuet and trio, although he's now calling it scherzo. So it's no longer your garden variety, the movement from suites, but he actually wants to just kind of go one step further and make it, you know, scherzo basically means a joke, but he's actually putting a little edge onto that whole minuet and trio idiom. And then, of course, the finale is just a very, very energetic ending to this wonderful symphony. I'm sure this is probably mentioned in the program notes, but he wrote this during the time he was away, contemplating ending his life. So he was in Heiligenstadt, small town, and he basically was going deaf. And he said, what's the point of me as a musician and certainly as a composer to go on with my life if I can't hear? And my just hearing is just getting so bad that I just really can't, you know, seem to function as a musician. But in his, what they call Heiligenstadt Testament that he writes, say, you know what? But my spirit will win over, and I am not going to end my life, and I'm going to move forward. And then this opens up his second and third and fourth chapter in his life. And this was written during that time. And for such a crazy and turmoil, a time filled with turmoil, it is very heroic and just energetic. And I guess in that sense, this is exactly what it's supposed to exude. Just it exudes life. I hope you enjoy it, and then we're certainly looking forward to bringing you a few more of his symphonies as we march toward the 9th, which will not take place here because it's a little bit too, the stage is a little small for the choir and the orchestra, but you know, we will certainly, we are certainly looking forward to having that happen as well. So, in the meantime, again, I just wanted to thank you so much for your continued support and interest in this orchestra. Tammy Lynch, our new executive director, has just been a godsend. And she's just done such an excellent job this year. And, I just cannot say enough about the kind of, thank you. And this really goes on all fronts. And of course, to make that happen, we have a board, you know, our board. And we've been so blessed in the last few years, especially even during COVID years, that we had such a vibrant and energetic board. And I don't know if Stacey Madden is here today. Is she here today? Oh, there she is. So she is our outgoing. She's outgoing president. She has weathered us through all this storm. So thank you so much, Stacey. And of course, I'd like to thank all our sponsors, including E-Commerce Chris. And I look forward to seeing you. We have two events remaining. Marie Lee, she's a violinist based in New York City. She actually does a lot of multimedia production, you know, with actors and, you know, with visual aids and stuff. But she's actually not going to do that at Old Ship Church. But she has her concert is not just a concert, but it actually is a story, and she's going to interweave some of the interesting ideas here within. So I really urge you to check that out. I think it's the second Sunday in April. Might even be first. I can't remember with this, you know, March being. It's the 7th. Is it the first one? First Sunday? Anyway, and then of course our Pops concert is end of April, which, as you know, for those of you who've been here, it's always a joyous occasion. So thank you so much once again, and enjoy Symphony No. 2 by Beethoven.
And that is going to wrap things up for tonight's concert. Coming to you from Thayer Academy in Braintree, Massachusetts, the Atlantic Symphony Orchestra Masterworks Classical Concert. I'm going to have the credits of tonight's show after the station identification.
This is the Talking Information Center. WVBF Middleboro, WRSLP Pittsfield, WLLO Londonderry, WVAOLP Athol.
And I want to thank Billy Walker back at the radio station, making tonight's broadcast possible, keeping everything sounding incredible tonight. Thank you so much, Billy. Jacqueline Poro, the executive director of the Talking Information Center, our program director. Julie Cochran, our programming assistant. Lorraine Battelli. We also have Liz Collins, our office director, and I'm John Shea. Thank you so much for listening this evening. We are going to send things back to the station for programming already in progress, and thank you again for listening to the Talking Information Center on this Saturday evening. Don't forget, we spring forward tonight, so set those clocks ahead before you go to bed tonight. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you in April for our next broadcast of the Atlantic Symphony Orchestra.